St. Isaac's Cathedral. The monument to Nicholas I was erected on St. Isaac's Square in 1859 by Peter Klot. This monument is unique in its own way. It is an equestrian statue with only two support points. When the monument was unveiled, many people were afraid to come close to it, as they were convinced that the horse would fall over. However, the rearing horse has been decorating the St. Isaac's Square for nearly two centuries. The success was due to exact calculation, accurately designed proportions, and the fact that Klot was present in person at the casting of the monument. There were definitely some professional tips and hints involved, such as filling up the hollow interior of the hindquarters of the horse with iron pellets to shift the center of gravity, and inserting long iron rods into the hind hoofs that pierced the tall foundation and went down deep beneath the earth. The pedestal is richly adorned with military attributes and bas-reliefs that tell on the main ruling stages of Nicholas I, with four female figures symbolizing the main virtues of the emperor: faith and wisdom with a cross, truth and justice with a mirror — she looks into the mirror and sees her true face — courage and valor with a sword, and protection of the weak and the oppressed. But these are not merely allegorical figures. They are the sculptural portraits of Alexandra Fyodorovna, the wife of Nicholas I, and their three daughters, Maria, Olga, and Alexandra. Maria, the eldest daughter, lived right next to the square. By crossing the Moika River, one can find themselves in the Marinsky Palace. In the tourist life of the city, one important place is undoubtedly occupied by the Astoria Hotel. This austere building was created in the style of the Northern Art Nouveau by the architect Fyodor Lidvall in the early 20th century. From the first days of its existence, the Astoria Hotel acquired the reputation of being one of the most comfortable hotels in St. Petersburg and one of the best in Europe. It had actually been chosen by Adolf Hitler as a worthy place to celebrate the triumph of the German army over St. Petersburg, had the Germans conquered it. It is known that the German command, when planning the assault of Leningrad in 1941, prohibited shooting at the Astoria with long-range guns or dive-bombing it. Invitations to the victory banquet there were even printed out. The menu was chosen, and a list of guests was made. As it is well known, the banquet never took place, and all of the papers remained in Berlin until 1945 and were then revealed during the Nuremberg trials. The Hotel Astoria has seen many prominent people, as has its neighboring Hotel Angleterre. Here, in December 1925, the life of the poet Sergei Yesenin met a tragic end. The official theory is suicide, but more and more evidence has started to appear indicating that he was in fact assassinated by order of the Soviet government. A public garden occupies a large part of St. Isaac's Square. The garden is a favorite walking place for city residents and tourists. It is especially beautiful at the end of May, when the lilacs are blooming. During World War II, a vegetable garden was planted where the contemporary garden now is. A number of photographs remain picturing residents of the blockaded Leningrad growing cabbages in front of St. Isaac's Cathedral.